In the future, the last survivors on Earth entered stasis to avoid a world-ending cataclysm.
Hello? I don't know if anyone else is alive out there.
But the Earth they woke up to wasn't what they expected.
On the off chance someone can hear me.
He is alive.
We need help.
From the creators of the Marsfall podcast comes Bunker Down, another gripping science fiction adventure. Available now for free, along with the first three seasons of Marsfall, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Oh, hey there, space monkeys. Excuse me.
Another mojito, my good fellow, and don't stand on the rum this time. No ice, it's hard on the vocal cords. Also, can I substitute rum for the mint? And also for that pokey little paper umbrella? Yeah, one nose piercing for drunken impulse is enough for me, thanks.
Well, I hope you've all had a calm and relaxing summer, free from panic, hysteria, imminent death from explosions, decongestant, and whatever the hell a Till's Lorta Bundepiker maneuver is. Oh, wait.
Oh, that's much better, thank you. And leave the pitcher, why don't you? Save yourself a few trips.
I'm sure that there's narrating to do, but, you know, I'm gonna go float in the pool and then nap. Talk amongst yourselves, all right?
Should someone say go or something?
It smells like lemons in here.
Did you just call her Glinda?
I can't believe it.
If that's your waif, who's in the pod?
Yeah, this I would also like to know.
Where are you, Horace?
I'm here. I'm invisible.
Oh, dear. Eight Dr. Von Habersetzer's olive, did we? The entire 94th level of this ship is full of all kinds of martini garnishes and snacks, not to mention juniper berries, club soda, slimline tonic. What are you doing eating that olive?
What happened to your voice? Also, why have I never been to the 94th level?
There isn't one.
What do you mean there isn't one?
The elevators don't have a 94 button.
We have elevators?
Of course. How have you been getting up and down?
Stairs. Hours and hours of stairs. Someone left the elevator off my getting to know the ship tour.
I volunteered to carry you?
Not exactly the same thing, is it?
That's kind of the point.
Oh, I'll show you the lifts so you can travel through the ship on your own.
Yes, that would be best.
Aww.
I tell you, the best laid plans.
Right?
Wasn't talking about you, Chester.
You stocked an entire floor for Colin? How did you know he'd be out of his pod?
You're a little cutie, ain't ya? Someone fished you out of a Happy Meal.
Which Glinda is this one? Or are they both evil? I've lost track.
Why do you call him Horace?
Bit of a long story, that.
Colin Smith is his disguise. He's a passenger who got woken up when the D&G wing melted down. He was pretty sure we were trying to kill him.
I'm still not convinced you're not. I didn't realize your weapon of choice was incompetence.
Hey!
The name Colin seems a bit thuggish, don't you think?
Told you.
Shot it!
Smith! Ugh, perhaps we could move away from the dust or the pollens or whatnots, eh? Please.
Ooh, if you're Glinda, do you still have the sandwiches?
Not now, dearest. Pardon me for pointing out the obvious, but if you didn't step out of a pod, where did you come from?
The 16th hole.
So is that like a wormhole or a black hole?
Golf hole.
Oh, of course. So no offense, but it smells like Donna's former lunch in here, not lemons. So maybe we could move this discussion to the bridge? Olivia, can you get Joe in here to clean up this room?
Yeah. About him. Is he about yay tall, big mustache?
That's the one. Can't locate him anywhere.
I think I passed him on the way in. It's a sort of exchange.
Where is he? Is he safe?
Am I?
Spiegel! Look. I understand we're all nice and cozy in here. But they just might be colonizing my sinuses.
Could we talk about where you've been? And why you faked death to get away from me?
And the sandwiches?
Seriously, Leek. Get a snack for crying out loud.
Why? I'm not hungry.
Stop! No one is going anywhere until I get some answers.
Wow. Not on purpose.
Now hang on a minute. I said no one leaves this room until I get answers.
That switch works once in 24 hours and lasts for 30 seconds. Get a shift on unless you want to stay in there with that bucket.
Fine. What happened to her voice?
Wow, it really smells like lemons out here.
You keep saying that. I don't smell them at all.
Damn. Gertie.
Oh, it's the mites that have followed me. Oh. There is a leaf on the floor here. I take it Gertie is not an assistance plant like a guide dog or that.
Plant? You brought a plant with you?
Not on purpose. She must have hitched a ride. Oh, Pluto.
Pluto did this? Dr. Theo, a moment.
Certainly, Dr. von Habersetzer.
This way, please.
Could we talk about my wife for a moment?
Ooh. I guess you're all used to that, huh? Do me a favor, Horace. Run upstairs and find the juniper salve and rub it on the bits we would normally see, alrighty?
Will that make me visible?
For a while, at least. Oh, wait. Here you go. I found a bunch of bottles in the showertarium and stuck them in my pocket. Hey, Doc, this might help your sneezing.
Oh, very kind.
Here, Horace. This one is the juniper, aloe, and lavender.
Oh, nice. That'll make your skin super soft.
Oh, I'll also be able to smell him coming for a month.
Why do they have that in the showertarium?
Generally, I like a little bit of bergamot with my cream, but I guess this is nice.
I'd say it was like herding cats, only cats have a basic level of survival instinct.
I think it's more like trying to mop up cat hair. The more you try to gather them, the more they float away from you.
They do realize there's a new plant aboard. One that's not contained, more likely to be friendly.
And a new person who is also not contained.
But she's friendly. Right?
Who knows? It must be making the albatross mad that Donata has no Oz9 body tag.
Not at all. She has an Oz9 body tag. And she's not Colin's wife.
What? Okay, hang on. I need to do a Glenda count. So, one, there's Jesse's sister Glenda the Evil, whom Tiberius claims he killed. Two, there's the Albatross, who is the robot clone of Jesse's evil sister. And three, there's Colin's wife Glenda, who we thought was in the pod in Pod Bay 3, but now Colin thinks Donna is his wife Glenda. The Albatross says she isn't, so maybe she's still in her pod in Pod Bay 3? But if Donna is Glenda number 3, do we have a number 4? Excuse me, waiter, what's your name?
Honoré, monsieur. How may I help you? Je peux aider moi?
Henri, could you grab me some napkins? I seem to have spilled my drink.
Napkin. La serviette, oui. Non, monsieur. Avec this splash pattern, huh? This is appearing a spit take to me, huh, monsieur? I mean, surely for an narrator, this is most, how you say, unprofessional.
You know I'm a narrator? How?
Parce que, monsieur, your drink is a dead giveaway. Yeah, oui. Your mojito, it has no ice, because ice squeezes the vocal cord. It also has no umbrella to prevent damage from the accidental swallowing. And only the 1 minute leaf within. Basically, a bowl of rum, isn't it?
We've met before, haven't we?
What? No, absolutely not. Monsieur. Nice nose ring, by the way. Oh, je suis, madame. Another. Manuel. Hey. Wait, leave that moose. Stop hanging the moose. We need another trough of cosmopolitan for the table neuf, s'il vous plaît. Tout de suite. Merci.
Hey, my napkins! Okay, well, anyway.
It doesn't make any sense. She was on Earth until, like, an hour ago. What do you mean she's got an Oz-9 body tag? Why would she?
All right. Calm down, Mr. Ed. You're spraying oats all over the place.
I am calm. And Mr. Ed was a horse.
But you are spraying oats all over my bridge.
My head hurts.
You don't have any nerve endings.
And yet.
So if she's not Colin Horace's wife, who is she?
How do you know she's not who she says she is?
Has she said who she is? Colin, Horace says she's Glenda, but I don't think she ever agreed or disagreed.
What name is on her body tag?
There isn't one. Just Passenger Q.
Ah, here you all are. The gasping of surprise from three individuals without lungs, eh? Interesting. Won't our lovely lady assassin survive to little Jean through space, I see. This is good.
How did you know we were here?
Well, as I have experienced myself, being taken for the ride by our good friend Greg here. This cat. It's delightful. It is not, however, quiet.
Damn it. Even with the linoleum?
Even so.
Well, I guess you might as well bring Dr. Theo in.
He's here too. Dang, hooves and secrets just don't mix.
How very profound. Do remind me to get that on a t-shirt. Come on in, Dr. Theo.
It is such a pleasure to find you alive, Albatross. Oh, my apologies. How overly effusive of me. Please excuse me for my enthusiastic display of affection.
Display of what is he apologizing for?
No idea. He's still all the way across the room.
I'm terribly sorry. Sometimes my emotions just get the better of me, I fear.
What did he do? Did I miss it?
No clue. Well, Dr. Theo, I think I can safely say that you're forgiven for whatever. Please, doctors, have a seat.
Thank you. Are these oats?
Oh, for God's sake, just brush them off.
If I may get to the reason we are here.
Finally!
So, why are we here?
I beg your pardon?
You followed us, doctors.
Ah, yes, of course. Pardons, apologies. I've been experimenting with my shaving foam.
Doc?
Yes, my dear?
Are you all right?
Certainly.
Dr. Theo, perhaps you could explain.
Well, actually, I don't know either. Dr. Von Habesetzer just asked me to follow him.
I did, yes. Why?
Are you asking me?
Well, it is the scientific method to ask questions, my boy. Surely you know that.
Oh, for God's sake. Dr. Von Habesetzer, you brought Dr. Theo here. Do you remember why?
Okay. Now I am seeing the confusion.
Finally. The old man there.
Well?
Well, what?
Oh, my God.
Doc!
He's down. Get out of the way. My God. He's dead.
No.
Doctor, dead?
Wait. Sorry. That was my thumb drive thumb. I can feel a pulse now. He's fine. He just passed out.
Oi! Don't do that! Oh. Hey, what's that in his pocket?
Hang on. It's decongestant.
It's true Le Bichon Frise had been quiet lately. Perhaps that was just a ruse to fool everyone into a false sense of security. Let's check in on our decongestant-wielding assassin.
Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît. Avez-vous une chambre?
Maybe not a ruse.
Alphonse, wake up!
Allô?
Dr. von Habersetzer should be out by now, but it'll only last about 30 minutes. Let's move, nasal spray.
I do not understand. What do you want?
You really don't know? Oh, cheese and crackers. Okay, let's start with... Why did you come aboard the ship?
I was chasing Capitaine Jesse.
On whose orders?
I don't know. Orders. From the top.
The top, huh? Did you kill her?
Not yet.
Why not?
My orders changed. I was to assassin Dr. von Hibberbibber.
Still alive. Strike two.
But then, I was to be looking for the little white doggy to free it and escape back to Earth.
You're still here. Doggy isn't. Strike three.
Is there a point to this?
Where do your orders come from? How do you receive them?
They come from the top. I assure you.
The top? The top of what exactly?
I do not know. I wake up with them in my head.
Not much else, apparently.
Fais attention, mademoiselle. I am a lethal weapon. Coiled to strike.
Oh, shush. Sounds to me like your plans change more often than a Minnesotan's with an RV campground directory and a month off. So, you don't know whose orders you're following. What's your most recent order?
Why would I tell you?
Because maybe I have a better offer.
Very well. The last I have heard, Mr. Swathers is still wanting cutters.
Really? He doesn't strike me as the affectionate type.
What do you know of my orders?
I know they aren't in your best interest. Think about it. When you first came aboard, under orders to kill Captain Jesse, did you get hurt?
I did. I was tackled by the giant oaf, and my leg. She was hurting.
What did you do about it?
I found the healer pod.
Then you chased Dr. von Habersetzer for a while. But why did you stop?
He was healing my poor, frozen brain. I decided to let him leave.
That's so. He was healing you, was he? Healing you in a...
In a hurry? In a blue moon?
In a healer pod?
Oh, yes, oui. Of course. It is all so very clear now.
Oh, Donna. If you want to go ice fishing, don't do it at the hockey rink.
Huh?
Healer pods. You're getting your orders through the healer pods. Get it now?
But who is sending them?
That is the question, isn't it? My group intercepted a few. We tried to trace them back, but they slipped right through our fingers. I tell you, that signal was slipperier than a jellied eel on Easter Sunday.
Is this English? Am I supposed to understand you? Or perhaps I am still dreaming.
So the whole knockout von Habersetzer, steal Olivia when she's in corporeal form and bring her back to Earth orders you never got, huh?
Does it also involve bringing Le Bichon Frise back to Earth?
Of course.
Well then, yes. It is starting to sound familiar. Certainement. I remember now. You are right, mademoiselle. This is a better offer. Let us go and find the little saucy person and kill...
What?
Rescue her. Le Bichon Frise will soon return to Earth. Hooray! Allons-y!
Huh. I had no idea Alphonse was so fond of dogs. That's sweet.
What are you looking at me for? I don't know what's going on either.
Oh, don't get your Speedos in a twist, Coconut Boy. I'm a narrator. I assure you, I am not talking to myself. Note the headset. The hand cupped over one ear for better sound.
civilians. Well, we're back, and things are every bit as tangled as a beauty pageant in a high wind. Henri, another cocktail! And do you have any pretzels? I could nibble. Also, has anyone seen my towel? Never mind. You've been listening to June Clark Eubanks as the Albatross, Kim Sherburn as Colin, Bonnie Brantley as Donna and Jesse, David S. Deere as Dr. Theo Brome, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer, Kevin Hall as Greg, Aaron Clark as Le Bichon Frise, Richard Cowan as Leet, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield and Henri, Shannon Perry as Olivia and Madeline, and me, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Our music is composed and performed by John Faley. This episode was directed by June Clark Eubanks. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Our comic book is almost here. Stay tuned. Until next time, Space Monkeys. Narrator out.